Title: Break Swing Shaping with Live 12 Stock Packs Intermediate. All right, welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to do something that separates a break loop playing in time from a drum and bass groove that actually rolls. We're shaping swing, but not in the lazy way where you just crank a global groove and hope it turns into jungle magic. In D&B, swing is the micro-timing relationship between the anchor hits, meaning your kick and your main snare, and everything that lives around them, ghost notes, hats, little edits, and that messy break texture that makes the drums feel alive. Today we're staying 100% stock in Ableton Live 12. Stock packs, stock devices, clean workflow, intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around clips, warping, drum rack, and basic routing. By the end, you'll have a rolling 16-bar drum loop at 174 BPM with a warped break, a tight kick and snare layer, controlled swing using groove pool and selective quantize, and a punchy stock processing chain. Let's build it. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Now create three tracks, one audio track called Break, one MIDI track called Drum Rack, and optionally another audio track for a drum bus. But here's the move I actually recommend. Just group the break and the drum rack together right away. So select both tracks, hit Command G or Control G, and name the group Drum Group. This is going to make your life easier when you glue things later. Next, we need a stock break. Go to the browser, open Packs, and look in places like Beat Tools or Drum Essentials. You want something with ghost notes and hat texture. Avoid loops that are basically just straight hats. You want a break that has personality. Drag it onto your break audio track. Now warping. This part matters a lot, because warp settings can change your swing perception. If you get this wrong, you'll think your groove is bad when it's actually your time stretching. Turn warp on. Check the SAG BPM. If Ableton guessed something weird, set it closer to the original loop tempo so the warp engine isn't doing extreme math. For warp mode, start with beats. Beats is great for tight transient material, which is exactly what we want for D&B. Set preserve to transients. And for transient loop mode, start with off or forward. Pick whichever sounds cleaner on your loop. If you hear little chirps or weird fluttering, change it. Quick coach note, warp mode changes how swing feels. If after anchoring, your break feels like it's dragging in an ugly, sticky way, do a quick test. Switch from beats to texture. Set grain size somewhere around 80 to 150, and flux at 0. Don't commit to it yet, just listen. Texture can smooth tiny hat chatter. If you lose punch, go back to beats and reduce how aggressively you anchor. Now we do the big D&B trick. Anchor the break to the grid without flattening it. Double-click the break clip to open clip view. Find the downbeat of bar 1. If it's not correctly aligned, right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Now, you are not going to warp every transient. That's the fastest way to delete swing and replace it with perfect boring. Instead, add warp markers only to the main anchors. Your main snare on the backbeat is priority. In a lot of classic break language, that's the 2 and 4 feel. In D&B at 174, you're basically locking the backbeat so it hits solid while everything else can breathe. Zoom in. When you place a warp marker on the snare, aim for the transient peak, not the pre-noise. That little fuzzy lead-in is part of the groove. If you anchor the pre-noise, you can make the snare feel early even when it's on time. Place markers on the key snares. Place a couple on key kicks that define the phrase. And then stop. Hats and ghost notes should stay slightly messy. That mess is literally the swing. At this point, you should hear a break that sits at 174 and feels locked enough to mix, but still has grime and movement. Now we're going to capture that movement so we can reuse it. In the break clip, find the groove section and click Extract Groove. Then open the groove pool. You'll see a new groove file, something like breakname.agger. This groove contains timing, velocity behavior, and some randomization information. It's basically a fingerprint of that break's feel. Let's set some starting parameters. Timing somewhere around 35 to 55%, velocity 10 to 25%, random 3 to 10%, and bass, start at 1/16. Now here's a really important intermediate move. Bass is like a swing filter. If your extracted groove feels lumpy or drunk, don't only lower timing. Try changing bass. Bass at 1/16 transfers detailed ghost placement, so it can be super funky, but it can also be too wiggly. Bass at 1/8 keeps the back and forth swing feeling but drops some of the micro wobble. So if it feels like your hats are stumbling, try bass 1/8 with a slightly higher timing, instead of bass 1/16 with low timing. Also, hold off on commit. Don't print the groove into the clip until you're sure. Non-destructive is your friend while you're writing. Now we build the layered kit, and we do it in a way that stays punchy. On the MIDI track, load a drum rack using only stock drums. Pull a solid kick and a solid snare from stock packs. Keep it simple. Program a basic DNB skeleton. Put your snare on beats 2 and 4. Then add a kick pattern. Start basic. If you're not sure, put one kick on beat 1, then another kick somewhere around the end before 2, and maybe the kick before 4. We can refine later. Now here's where pros win. You apply groove selectively. If you slap the extracted groove at 50% onto everything, your kick and main snare will start flinching. The groove will sound funky, but it'll lose weight and confidence. So do this instead. Apply the extracted groove to your MIDI clip, but keep timing low for anchors. Think 10 to 25% on patterns that are kick and snare heavy. Even better, split rolls. Duplicate the MIDI clip into two clips or two MIDI tracks if you like that workflow. One clip is anchors only, kick and main snare. Groove timing very low, almost straight. The other clip is ghosts and connective tissue, extra little snare taps, rim clicks, hat ticks. Groove timing higher, like 35 to 60%. That way, the kit stays authoritative, while the details dance. And for the break audio clip, you can go higher on groove timing, because it's supposed to be the loose energy layer. Try 40 to 70%. Audino doesn't react to groove velocity, but timing absolutely does. Teacher note, in rolling DNB, the break is your messy movement. The layered snare is your military anchor. You want both. That's the whole trick. Now let's refine the feel beyond groove pool. This is micro timing. Method 1. Nudge ghosts late for roll. In your MIDI clip, add ghost snares around the main snare. These can be really quiet and short. Then nudge those ghost notes a little late. Think plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. You can do this by turning off the grid momentarily, or by zooming in and shifting by tiny amounts. Late ghosts create that dragging pocket. Super good for darker rollers. Method 2. Push hats early for urgency. Take your closed hats and nudge them slightly early, like minus 3 to minus 10 milliseconds. This makes the top end pull forward while the break stays funky. And here's the pro workflow. If you want to do this cleanly, use track delay. In Ableton's mixer options, enable track delay if it's hidden. Now try something like hat track at minus 5 milliseconds, break track at plus 5 milliseconds. Small numbers, but listen. These tiny offsets can completely change whether a loop feels like it's pushing, pulling, or sitting perfectly in a pocket. Now let's talk phase and flams between the break snare and your layered snare, because this is a common mistake. If your snare suddenly sounds thin or weirdly hollow, don't just randomly nudge and hope. Do a quick phase check. Put utility on your snare layer. Hit phase invert on the left channel, then the right channel, and listen to what disappears. If the body collapses or the low mid vanishes, you've got alignment issues. Fix it by moving the snare layer plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds using track delay or clip nudge. Then check again. You're not trying to make it mathematically perfect. You're trying to make it hit with weight and not flam in a distracting way. Now processing. Stock only, DNB ready. On the break track, start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 450 Hz. If it's dull, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, but be careful. Brakes can get hissy fast. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Transience plus 5 to plus 20 if you want more crack and definition. Boom usually off for brakes, unless you know exactly what you're tuning. Then saturator. Use soft clip mode. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip to control peaks. On the drum rack, focus mostly on the snare chain. A light saturator or overdrive can help it speak. Use EQ8 to carve space so it doesn't fight the break snare. Snare fundamental often lives around 180 to 240 Hz. Crack is usually 2 to 5 kHz. So if your break already has a live crack, let your layered snare bring body, or vice versa. Don't stack identical energy. Now on the drum group bus. Add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release auto, or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Optional limiter at the end with a ceiling around minus 0.5 dB just for safety, especially if you're resampling. One warning. Overcompressing the group kills timing cues. Those tiny transient differences are part of swing perception. If you squash everything, the groove can feel less bouncy even if the notes are correct. Now let's upgrade the groove with a couple advanced but still stock ideas. First, Commit grooves only where you want them printed. A clean workflow is, keep groove uncommitted while writing. Once the feel is right, commit it on the break or the ghost MIDI only. Leave anchor MIDI uncommitted so you can still adjust globally later without repainting your whole rhythm. Second, split the break into bands and swing them differently. Duplicate the break onto a second audio track. On one, use EQ8 to low pass around 200 to 300 HC. That's your low break. On the other, high pass around 200 to 300 HE. That's your high break. Now give the high break more groove timing, or even a tiny earlier track delay, while the low break stays steadier. This is huge. Highs moving more than lows reads as swing, but the punch stays stable. Third, if you want the swing to be more audible without clutter, make an air hat layer. In drum rack, add a simpler pad with a short noise or hat sample from stock packs. High pass aggressively. Keep it very quiet. Then groove it hard, timing higher than your main kit. This adds motion that tracks your groove settings without messing up your main break. Okay, let's make it feel like a real 16-bar drum part, not a loop. Here's a simple arrangement plan. Bars 1 to 4, break and hats, but hold back the full snare layer. Maybe filter the break a bit so it feels like an intro. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the layered snare so the groove locks and the drop feels real. Bars 9 to 12, add extra ghosts and small edits, micro fills, but keep the main snare uninterrupted. Bars 13 to 16, increase tension. Remove the kick for one beat somewhere or do a short snare rush. For quick fills, use beat repeat on the drum group, but keep it disciplined. Interval 1 bar. Grid 1/16. Dance 10 to 25%. Filter slightly down for darker fills, and automate it so it only pops on turnarounds like bar 8 and bar 16. DDNB hates messy fills that break the pocket. Keep fills on non-anchor material, hats, ghost clusters, little textures. Let the backbeat snare stay stable. Now, mini practice exercise. Make two versions, tight roller versus loose jungle. Version A, tight roller. Break groove timing 35 to 45%. This audio version is shortened for playback.